Get set. Go!
Oh, look at that.
The competition held at Cal Young Middle School is sponsored by the Eugene Water and Electric Board and featured about 250 students. Cars were entered into four categories: speed racing, a hill climb, and art and science concept cars. Tim Whitley is EWEB's grant coordinator. He says the project increases awareness of alternative energy and gives kids a hands-on opportunity.
Instead of just a textbook and kind of dry concepts, they can actually put them to work and see the results of their application of these concepts right away.
Spencer Butte students Will Holt and Aiden McGlynn entered their model in the speed race.
Pretty much it works because we got the batteries hooked up to a switch that hooks up to the motor, and then the switch is also hooked up to the solar panel, so it has both battery and solar power.
Went for a arrow design because we were thinking how far an arrow can travel if you shoot it out of a bow.
The EWEB Solar Challenge has grown considerably since it first started 17 years ago. It used to only include 4J, but now includes hundreds of students from surrounding districts. For KLCC News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.